This is an interview with Mr. Song Mian for the Youngstown State University oral history project on Southeast Asian immigrants' experience by Pondarat Avirashkaran at 120 Illinois Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio 44505 on April 21st, 1981 at 10 minutes to 11 a.m. Can I call you Mr. Song?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you come from?
I come from Vietnam.
What part of the country? South or north?
City, Cần Thơ. It's South Vietnam.
Okay. What do you remember about your parents?
When I escaped in my country.
No, tell us a little bit about your family, your parents. Like, what did they do when you were?
They selling about fruit, you know.
Fruit?
Yeah, they selling of fruit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
You mean that you have your own garden?
Yeah.
Garden, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And they sold they take the fruit from the trees and sow it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What is your birthplace?
What?
Your birthplace, the city, the name of the city. The birthplace?
This is like I was born. That's a Basun.
Basun?
Yeah.
This is close to camp. Where is it?
This is behind Cần Thơ.
Cần Thơ, what's the city, what they do? Like, it's close near, by the sea, Cần Thơ?
Yeah.
Is it near the sea?
Yeah, near the sea.
Oh, okay.
And Basin too.
Oh.
Near the sea.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 8 brothers and 1 sister.
Younger sister?
No.
Eldest? Older or younger than you?
No, I have old brother and young sister.
Oh.
And after that, young too.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your education, your school? What school did you go
to? I finished high school in 1968.
What Cần Thơ?
Yeah, in Cần Thơ.
Okay.
And I go in army too.
After you finish your high school, you enter in the army?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you do in the army?
In army, I confused about the people in army, you know. And I get every day.
You mean you work in the office?
Some people in the group
of the army. Okay. Did you learn anything about communist doctrine in the army?
Oh yeah. This everybody in the army have to learn about communist. The law communist.
Do you remember any think about the communist doctrine? Just tell us a little bit about the thing you can remember, not the principal thing.
The law communist, I think it's not good, because I have lived with them about 3 years, you know.
What?
When they took over my country. I lived with them about 3 years, so I have an escape. So I know the laws communist.
What did they try to teach people? Do you remember?
They teach the people about Ho Chi Minh, you know. You have to know Ho Chi Minh. And. So many things, but I can talk to you.
Why not? You can't remember?
No.
Oh, why? You can't, you don't know the English word?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. What did you do during the war? During the Vietnamese War, you worked in the army?
Yeah.
How many years you worked in the army?
I was in army about 7 years.
You start to work in 1968?
Yeah, okay. And I finished 1975.
At the war broke?
Yeah.
Okay. When you get married with your wife?
I got married in 1972.
Oh, okay. How many children do you have now?
I have 3 children.
Okay. Do they go to school?
Yeah. I have the older go to school.
Where?
In Covington.
Oh.
Downtown.
Uh-huh. Okay. How about when you work in the army, do you remember how much money did you get?
But I forgot.
Oh, you can't cover it in.
No.
Okay, it's okay. Can you tell us about the significant events or the special years that you remember in your life?
What do you mean?
The thing that happened in Vietnam and you still remember it, even now.
Oh, yeah. That's the year I cannot forget.
Okay.
1975,
mm-hmm.
When the communists take over my country.
Mm-hmm. How did they
take my country?
Huh?
That's
attack?
I don't know that.
You mean that they fight? Did they fight together?
They fight together, but some play they don't fight nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. But what? How you know they took your city, your country? Is that announced in radio or what?
In the day, the president of my country, he talked about the communists right now take over my country.
Mm-hmm.
So he said everyone in the army have to hand up.
Hand
up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you mean hand up? They will, you mean escape?
No.
What do you mean?
Did hand up, you cannot fight with them.
Oh, I know. You have to accept that the communists took your country now.
Mm.
You can't fight with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. Why did you decide to escape from your country?
Because I cannot live with the communists, you know.
Why not? How you feel about them? Can you tell us?
I don't have freedom if I live with communists. And every day I apply for them. Because the communists can kill any army, anytime, but no law, no free with them.
Uh-huh. What you said after the communists took your country,
yeah.
What did you do after that, before you came here?
Yeah. After the communists take over my country,
uh-huh.
I live in the city, but in a country city 1 year.
Uh-huh.
So the communist don't worry, I live in the city. So I move out in country.
Uh-huh.
and I walk the farm, you know, there.
You mean that you move out near Kanta?
Yeah.
Around, but it's up country near Kanta, like close to Kanta?
Yeah.
I see, okay. And you work as a farmer?
Which farm?
How many years?
2 years.
Uh-huh. And you decide to come here?
Yeah.
How you come here? How you contact to come here?
Yeah, the people, I have too many people and put many together and buy people. Mm-hmm. And the people get on the sea. And we get a small boat, go to the boat boat.
Row the small boat and go to the big boat.
Yeah.
I see. And who take care of the, who control the big boat?
Do
you remember? Who?
No, I don't remember that.
What did you do on the boat, do you remember?
You
help them?
I have a help, people, you know, they got, they see, I help people about food, you know, water.
Yeah. Food and can you like estimate, okay, how many people on the board?
60 people.
60?
Yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. You provide them food and water?
Yeah, water, yeah.
Okay. How many days did it take you to escape? What city did you run? You meet first, you know, from?
I go.
What city? What first city did the boat stop?
I don't know the city, but this is Polo Tonga in Malaysia, you know.
You escaped to the Thai Gulf?
Yeah, I escaped from Kanthal. Yeah. And
you go south?
South Vietnam.
You go from south to Malaysia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's the city again?
It's the camp. What?
What the city did you first inshore, you know? Did your boat stop in Malaysia?
This city, I don't know, but I know the island.
Uh-huh.
It's the Polo Tonga.
Polo Tonga.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. And what did you do in Malaysia? Did you stop your boat completely?
Yeah, I live in the camp.
Oh, they have refugee camp there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how could you contact to come here?
The embassy of United States, they have the 4K. So I have the 30K in there, so I come in.
Can you remember what a 4K was that?
A 4K?
Yeah. What a 4 thing that you can come here? The first one?
4K, yeah. You can come.
Okay.
But long than one, then first or second or third.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what is the first one, what is the second one, what is the third one?
Okay. The first one, if you have, if you live in a camp, you have wife or husband,
mm-hmm.
and you have a parent living here, and you can come soon.
Okay.
And the second case, you work with army in my country.
Oh, uh-huh. You can
and
come here.
Yeah,
okay.
And you can come here.
Uh-huh.
And the third case, you work in army in South Vietnam. You can come here.
Uh-huh.
And the fourth case, you live in a camp. You have brother or sister, but your brother and sister have a family. And you have 4K.
Oh, have family instead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Can, how can you find, you have, okay, you got the third case, you are the army.
Yeah.
Okay. How can you come here? Do you have to pay any money?
You mean from camp and
to your state?
Oh, this I have but I owe for government not to pay. If I have money, I pay, you know, every month someone I pay $30, but right now
didn't
do that.
Oh, okay. Your sponsor pay for you first?
No.
The government pay for you, but
yeah,
you have to pay back.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay. From the ticket, you fly.
Yeah.
You buy plane.
I have a paper from ticket. I have a paper.
Uh-huh.
So I owe a government about money that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hold on. How you travel to state by plane?
From Malaysia by plane? Yeah.
Okay. What place did you enter first in the
The state I entered first Washington City.
City? Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle.
Uh-huh. And how could you come to Youngstown?
And enter from Washington City. I come to Chicago, and from Chicago to here.
Who pay for you? Your sponsor? You have any sponsor?
Yeah, I have sponsor, but
who is your sponsor?
But this,
you buy, or the government pay for
everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you know your sponsor?
Yeah.
Who is he? Who is? Church, some kind of church.
Yeah, some kind of church.
Hungarian Presbyterian Church.
No.
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 Wood. You know Wood? Rescue Mission.
Yeah. This is John Quirk.
Ah, Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
Okay, help you and okay, when did you enter this city? In what year? 1980?
Yeah, 1980.
Uh-huh. How long you stay here now?
I stayed I have been here about 15 months.
Yeah. How can you have your wife stay with you now? Do you have your wife stay with you?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. How can she come here?
She escaped the same with me, you know. But after 1 year, she do that. I do that.
Okay, I tell the story again. You mean that you escaped with your wife and your children in the same boat?
No.
No?
She escaped same the case I escaped.
You used the same case?
Yeah.
No, I mean how she escaped from Vietnam. She went with you in the same boat?
No.
No?
No. After 1 year, she escaped.
From Vietnam?
From Vietnam.
Uh-huh. Okay. And used the same case like she has husband here, so she came here?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think of America, your first impression here? Can you remember? Like, when you first arrived America, what do you think? You know, like, you came and...
First time I come here, what I think?
Yeah, do you remember?
This year I'm very tired, you know, but...
What do you think? No, what do you think, you know, like... Do you have any idea what you will do or anything?
Oh, yeah.
What's your first impression of America? Like, the thing that impressed you?
Mm. That's difficult. I like in this country have a freedom, you know.
What do you mean by freedom? Because, okay, you used to have freedom before in South Vietnam, before the communists came.
Yeah, I have freedom before in the communist camp.
And after that?
After that, I don't have freedom, you know.
How you feel when the communists took your country?
This is a bad thing.
Bad thing. That makes you discharge from the army. You stop working from the army, and you had to work as a farmer.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, I got it. Thank you. How did you hear about United States? How did you know about this country, you know?
Yeah, I didn't know.
You didn't know?
Yeah.
You never know anything about?
I didn't know that. But I come here because I have my sponsor living in a young town. So I have come here.
You have to come here.
Yeah.
Did they help you anything?
Yeah.
Like how did they help you? You know, about your sponsor,
yeah.
Can you tell us?
They helped me about food and
try
the
to
house.
Find a job for you?
And the house and find a job for me.
What do you think of your new life here?
New life?
What do you think of
it? Oh, it's not good.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
What do you think of it? You say it's good, okay? What do you mean?
Because I have freedom in here. I can do hog. If I do hog, I get money so much. You see? And nobody told me, oh, you do hog.
You have to do this, you have to do that. Nobody told you.
Yeah.
And
I can do anything, but
if you work hard, you get more money.
Yeah.
And its money belong to you.
Yeah.
That's what
it.
You say.
Yeah.
Okay. So you like the life here.
Yeah.
How about your? What do you think of your? Do you have any difficulties in speaking English?
Oh yeah, this is second language. Very difficult with me.
Why? When did you start to learn?
I started to learn when I come here. That means I studied about 1 year ago.
You mean that, okay, that's your first time you study English?
Yeah.
You never studied it before?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So where did you study?
In Czech National Institute.
Oh, you still study now?
Right now, I am busy.
You have to work?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of job you working now?
Right now, I work in the wood mill, China.
What did you do? Everything?
Everything, you know, there.
Yeah, is it hard job?
It's
easy?
Yeah.
How many hours a day you work?
I work full time.
Oh, okay. What do you think of your new job? Your job here? What do you think of it?
Oh, that's good.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the living conditions? Your housing and your food? How about what do you think of it?
That's enough for my family.
It's enough for your family?
Yeah.
How can you find food You still cook, not you, huh? Your wife still cook Vietnamese food?
Yes, sometimes cook American food, sometimes cook Vietnamese food.
Uh-huh. You like American food?
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
Yes.
Oh! what do you like, you know?
It's a hamburger.
You like it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You never tried before?
No.
You just came here and
ate it? And I enjoy that.
Oh, okay. That's the your first person
who
said that. What do you think of the cost of living here? It is higher, right?
Yeah.
Like everything is more expensive in your country? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think so. Very expensive.
Can you change the dollar to your rate of money?
What mean? Please say again.
Okay, like a dollar. How many
dollar?
How many dollars? In your money, like in Vietnamese money. Do you know that?
About money. About what?
About your money, okay? Vietnamese money.
Yeah.
Okay, the rate of changing.
Yeah.
I don't know how you call the money in your country.
Dong.
Dong?
Yeah.
How many dongs in a $1, you know?
Right now, I don't know.
But before that?
But before, about 200, about $1.
$1,
yeah.
Okay. So everything must be expensive for you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Uh-huh. How about your religion? Can you tell us about your religion?
Religion?
Religion. Uh-huh. Did you have any religion? Are you Buddhist?
No, I am nothing.
You nothing?
Yeah.
What?
I am not Buddha, I am not Catholic.
Nothing?
Nothing. What?
Did you respect something more than that?
Oh, yeah. I have my parents in my head, you know, and my grandfather.
You mean that you respect your ancestor, like father, grandpa, grand-grandpa?
Yeah.
What they mean by that?
There's most people in my country do that. You know, that's a condition. Condition, you know, condition.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Okay. Why?
This my parents have to do that, grandfather.
Uh-huh.
And me, I have to keep my parents, that's all.
How you practice your religion? Do you remember?
No.
Like you go to, you have to went to cemetery and practice your religion? Or you don't have to practice anything,
no.
Just?
No.
What you say? Your father in your head?
I just know what is my parent, you know, but I don't know.
I mean that.
You mean I don't know Buddha? I don't know.
No. I just ask you, like your religion. You said you don't have any religion, but you have your father, your parents in your head.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and how? You don't have to. They're still alive now. Your parents.
Yeah.
Where did they live?
In Kantar.
Still living in Kantar.
Yeah.
Okay. I asked you like how you practice your religion. You said
yeah.
You don't have to practice anything.
Yeah, because you know, my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
They bought my parents, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And my parents bought me.
Yeah.
That's I have.
That's it?
Yeah.
You don't have to, okay, like in my country, you have to give some food for the spirit of your ancestor, some food, small food.
Yeah.
Do you have to do that?
For my parents?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have to put some food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is good food.
Yeah.
Yes, I give my parents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When you know, when to practice it?
Yeah. This is maybe a new year, you know.
What day is Vietnamese New Year?
What month?
Uh-huh. What month?
About February.
February?
Mm-hmm.
You can't remember the day.
No.
The day. Okay. And you have to give the some food for
yeah.
your ancestor?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good food?
Yeah, good food.
Uh-huh. Okay. Homemade? Mm. Your wife make it? Like your wife cook?
Everything? Mm-hmm.
I don't ask much about food. How about your entertainment? Do you bring your family outside and go shopping sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay. Where what place do you like to go?
What place I like to go?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's oh. Sometimes I go some store, but uh-huh. I don't
buy
know.
Some food?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's enough. How about your education? Not your education, your children's education.
I have.
You plan to send them to school?
I have $1. $1 go to school.
The eldest one?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
The only one.
Only one now.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a government. Provide for you, the U.S. government, or you have to pay for her? You have to pay?
No, it's a public school.
Oh, is that good? Can you tell us your desire, you know,
okay.
to adjust your life here? Can you tell us, you know, how you can adjust your life here? You understand my question?
No.
Like, how can you adjust your life? Like, this is the new life for you.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the new life for you. Everything is new for you.
Yeah.
And how can you try to, you know, I don't want to say struggle, but how can you try to keep it that way? You know, adjust it.
I have to learn.
Everything.
Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah.
You mean that you're ready to learn everything?
Yeah.
To adjust your...
But not ready, you know. But I have to learn.
At least
more,
you learn
more.
Yeah,
yeah,
little by little.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What do you plan to do in the future?
In the future?
Yeah. What you plan to do about your family planning? Yeah?
I don't think, but
what you plan to do? You plan to bring your parents here, or
that's I don't think so.
Okay. What you plan to do in the future about your life? Can you tell me?
Well, right now I think about future, my children, you know. But
yeah,
what with me? No,
uh-huh.
I think I have to work too hard
for your children.
Yeah, for I. Have take care for my children.
Uh-huh.
You know?
What you plan in your children's life? Like you have to give them best education.
Oh yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, about your children. You try to keep Vietnamese culture. Like you try to teach them Vietnamese history. Vietnamese culture?
Oh, yeah.
Did you try?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I have free time right
uh-huh.
now,
uh-huh.
you know, I talk with them about the culture.
Culture. Uh-huh.
And about my
history
uh-huh. in my country.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
What do you teach? Can you tell us a little bit about Vietnamese culture?
No. No.
You can't tell.
But I talk, you don't understand. I know that, so I can talk.
Okay, it's okay. What you looking back? Okay, what you think? What would you like to see happen in your country? Do you understand my question?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the community go away.
You plan to come back? To go back?
Maybe.
If the communists go away?
Yeah.
You plan to go back?
Yeah.
If you have?
Because I remember my parents so much, you know.
No?
Oh yeah.
Do you have anything to say about the thing in your mind, the thing that you like to tell everybody about anything, about communism, about how much you care for your parents?
That's I don't think I can say now. You know that?
Why?
Because I got trouble about indeed.
What, you got trouble?
Yeah.
Why?
About indeed, I'm not enough indeed to say about it. You
it's
know?
Okay. It's your feelings.
No.
you can't?
Yeah, I can't.
Okay. Do you think you have anything to say? No, nothing? I cover everything?
No.
Do I ask every... Do you think I cover everything in your biography, in your story?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Sound.
Yeah.
Nice to talk
You're
to
welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
Okay.